B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from PC Media Group Station, home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
It's 95.1.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15 to hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning. We are live at Duncan and Rock Hill.
Hey.
We're south of the border.
Officially. It's our first time down here doing a live show.
It's fitting that our last Fam Jam Friday at Duncan with the MRL show is here in South Carolina. You guys have been asking for it.
Yes.
We have delivered for you.
We expect a lot of people to come here because so many people's like, you got to come down here. So we're here. We're just waiting on you.
Right.
We got a kiosk set up. Looks like we're about to sign you up for a credit card. We're wearing a headset. Just tap one line.
Oh, man. We want to say thanks to Duncan for having us down here in Rock Hill, which, by the way, is going to be the home to the, the Panthers' new headquarters and training facility is going to be down here in Rock Hill.
That's what I heard.
We're off of Dave Lyle Boulevard, but isn't everything?
Isn't everything off of Dave Lyle Boulevard?
I mean,
pretty much.
I mean, there's a Target, a Walmart, and a Sam's, and a Dunkin'.
Well, you get it covered, bud.
Yes, Big Town USA. But please do come by and stop by and say hi. We got some gift cards for you. We have some Checkers tickets we're gonna give away later on in the show. Lots of fun stuff. I think Chubby's supposed to be stopping by.
Yeah?
Chubby with the Checkers.
Yes.
Yeah, look at you, Roy.
Yeah, it took me forever to figure out you guys weren't making fun of me.
And then, of course, Nicole, how much money do we have with 5 seconds of cash this morning? Did anybody win yesterday?
No one won at 4 o'clock, so we got $200.
$200?
That's awesome. Okay.
Nice. Nicole's back at the studio. Nicole, Roy, and Loren all went out to the 5 Church anniversary dinner that they have every single year, which is nice.
Yes,
we had
nice.
So much fun. And it's all to benefit Levine, and you know we're big supporters of Levine Children's Hospital. We have a Secret Santa broadcast we do every December.
Yep.
But no, we had a blast. We had drinks. A great time.
Yeah. Dinner.
How's Loren feeling this morning?
Not good.
I feel, honestly, and I just think it's like I'm not used to eating out. And
really?
Yeah, we don't eat out a lot. Huh. We cook a lot at house.
Well, I know
house.
You do, but.
Like my knees hurt this morning. My legs hurt. I think I had too much sodium.
Okay. Well, that's possible.
I feel great.
Did you drink any water? You sound good, Roy.
I don't feel hungover. I just, my body hurts. Mm-hmm. Like, and I don't know. I feel like I ran a marathon.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you did.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe you slept walk.
I had a good old time. We had sushi. Tater tots.
Oh, they were so good.
Can you believe there's a thing called sushi tater tots?
That sounds delicious.
It was really, really good.
So the three show members went to 5 Church last night. Yep. I did the daddiest dad thing ever. The familiest fam thing ever, I guess. And went to my kindergartner, Dean. He had a song. Not even a play. It's like just a show at his school. So I had to go to that last night. It was pretty good. It was like all the kindergartners. You know, and then Dean's up front, and he's really not that into it. He's like 50-50.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
He's going through the motions.
Yeah.
Kind of going through the motions, and the little girl next to him is all in. She's doing, take me out to the ball game. And
dancing.
Her hands
moving
are doing
her arms.
Yeah, but they have a routine.
Yeah.
You know? It was really well done. And then everybody had the bright idea, like we did, to go to Chick-fil-A for dinner afterwards. And everybody at the show is in the drive-thru line at Chick-fil-A. We're like, come on, everybody. So that was the first time. And I posted about it on my Insta last night at Manny Radio. And people were like, welcome. It's your very first one, and it doesn't get any easier than this.
And you really just had, like, a daddy dad day yesterday. I caught you in the office talking to someone on the phone about grass. Then I saw that you went to your kids, like, doctor's checkups.
Oh, my God. I had to do that, too.
Yeah,
you're right.
You had a really big family day yesterday.
Yeah. Must be nice to be able to get out and run around uptown all the time.
Yeah, that's us, man.
Yeah.
No kids, no responsibility. Well, you have a kid. I mean, for me,
get
no
pair.
Kid.
Get a pair. That's the thing. Well, come by and say hi to us. We are on, technically, it's Springsteen Road.
That's the side road off of Dave Lau, but it's at Dave Lau and Springsteen. It's the Dunkin' there. You know it.
We're right in front of Target.
Yeah.
Come by and say hi. We want to say hi to you Rock Hillionaires. We
love
you guys.
There's a bunch of people pulling in
now. I hope all these people that's pulling in, you're listening to us.
Maybe. Not likely. You know how you guys give me so much crap because I walk fast?
Yes, and I walk slow.
There's a new study out, and we'll see if fast walkers live longer or slow walkers live longer. Hmm. It's Maney versus Roy coming up in 3 minutes right here from the Dunkin' in Rock Hill on Kiss 95.1.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the Maney, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show. We're at the Dunkin' off of Dave Lau and Rock Hill, South Kakalaki. Come hang out with us.
Yeah, a lot of people are already swinging by and saying hi. We're going to get out and try and take as many pictures and meet as many people as we can on a Fam Jam Friday on our way to meeting 10,000.
Now, it's between Maney and I.
Yes.
Who lives, who dies?
That's really, really dramatic.
Well, I do what I can.
This is a new study, and you guys always get on me because you say I'm a fast walker. Mm-hmm. And a new study suggests, by the way, can we ask them to turn, I love Christopher Cross, and I love the song Ride Like the Wind,
that?
But it's really loud. Yeah. Okay. Can you hear that? Listen.
No.
Yeah, I hear it. Okay. A new study suggests that slower walking people will live a shorter lifespan than a fast walking person.
I believe
heck
that,
yeah,
because you're getting less cardio.
Walking's always been a popular exercise to stay fit.
Oh wait,
speed...
we live shorter.
Yeah,
oh, that ain't good.
I wonder why you said heck yeah. I was like, cool.
Oh boy,
that's a cool move, man.
Walking has always been a popular exercise to stay fit, but the speed a person walks may help them live longer. People who walk briskly compared to those in the same weight category who don't lived about 3 to 5 years longer.
3 to 5 years?
I love these studies. What do you think they do? They say, hey, walk for me.
I guess they got to walk for a long time.
And then come back in 3 years and we'll see if you're still alive.
Yeah.
Our findings, this is from the Mayo Clinic, by the way. Mayo Clinic is a very reputable source.
Legit, yeah.
Our findings could help clarify the relative importance of physical fitness compared to the body weight life expectancy of individuals.
Oh, I'm screwed. I'm screwed.
You sometimes walk fast, and when you do, I don't want to make a big deal about it, but I'm like, whoa.
You got to motivate me.
Somebody's on his horse. Like, what gets Roy to work to move fast?
Mm.
Not when we're going to the boss's office. That's a slow crawl.
That's a slow crawl. I don't know. If we're really busy, I'm moving.
Yeah.
If we're busy, if we have, like, things back to back to back to back.
Like, because I'm usually the first one in the studio, so I get to see him walk in, and I can tell based on how he walks in how his night was.
Yeah,
and if he's got
sure.
a pep in his step, we're all in for a treat.
If I'm waddling in,
there's no sleep.
It ain't good.
So, in fact, I went to the Manchester yesterday for lunch with my wife and
good.
Her coworkers, and Amanda ate the panini, by the way, and took it apart, destroyed it.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing, but if you go there this weekend, y'all get the panini. I left first. I walked to my car, and I turned around me, and all three girls, my wife included, are laughing at me, imitating my walk. And I'm like, who are you guys imitating? They're like, you. You're like running.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to the foot doctor?
To get my orthotics? No, yeah. I haven't done that. But Roy, tell everyone where we are so that they can come say hi to us and watch us walk.
Sure. Yeah, and then maybe an orthopedic doctor can come and talk to you about that issue.
Yeah.
I think he already did.
We're at Dunkin' in Rock Hill off of Dave Lyle. You can't miss us. It's Dave Lyle and Springsteen. Come on by, hang out with us.
Yep.
Already got some Radio Family members in here.
It's a Fam Jam Friday. We're going to have the free-for-all. We're going to play Can't Beat Loren live. I'm loving the vibe here in Rock Hill this morning.
I am. Well, I'll tell you why I'm dealing with something, super nervous about something. Something big in my life is going to happen. And I'm terrified.
Cool.
We're going to be talking about that later on the show. A lot of stuff to get to.
Yeah, tons to do. Come by, say hi. The MRL Show live south of the border in Rock Hill on Kiss 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, the Maney, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show. My favorite song right there, Lil Nas X, Billy Ray Cyrus. Old Town Road. I love it. And anyone who hates it, I'm like definitely pushing my own agenda on them at all times.
Well, he turned Nicole onto that song. Nicole told us.
No, he did not.
Yeah, well, you're turned on to the song because Halsey likes it.
No, there was a video that she posted of herself dancing to the song, and I said, I'll voluntarily listen to the song if I'm watching her dance to it.
Okay, so I'm still working on it.
Yeah,
it's a work in progress.
Hey, we love these lists. This is from these are the best and worst jobs out there. And you know, radio usually falls
typically
on the worst
ones.
On the worst list. Yeah, all right, this is from CareerCast. They came out with their annual 2019 jobs rated report. The criteria that they use is overall happiness, pay, vacation, and the amount of work that you have to do outside of your 9 to 5 hours.
Okay.
So you want the best or worst first?
Worst.
Yeah.
I think that's more interesting.
All right. So we'll start at 10 for the worst. These are the top 10 worst jobs according to CareerCast. Broadcaster, advertising salesperson, nuclear decontamination technician.
Yeah, you think?
Disc jockey is 7th.
Really?
Oh, that's actually us.
Correctional officer, enlisted military person, retail salesperson, newspaper reporter, logger, like a logging worker, and a taxi driver was number one.
Huh.
Only one on the top 10 worst jobs list has a average salary above $52,000, and that's a broadcaster. That's not a disc jockey.
No.
That's, I think, the news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and then so the best. These are the more positive ones from CareerCast. This is the top 10 best jobs. Operations research analyst. Okay. Mathematician.
That sounds boring.
So far, I can't qualify for either. Information security analyst. Medical service manager. Genetic counselor. Occupational therapist.
You know what? I think I'd rather be the nuclear decontamination than any of those jobs.
No, occupational therapy is fun, I think.
A university professor was number 3. A statistician was number 2. That's and the number one best job for 2019, according to CareerCast, is a data scientist.
Really?
I'm just analyzing data.
All the best jobs are just
smart. They're smart jobs.
Yeah, and punching keyboards.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We'll never make it.
We're so screwed. Oh, my gosh.
Thank God you're listening in your car right now.
Thank you.
If you don't, we're stuck with something else.
You could come by if you're in the Rock Hill area or near Dave Lyle Boulevard. Jump onto Dave Lyle Boulevard and come see us. We're at the Dunkin' in front of Target right off of Dave Lyle.
Yep.
And we would love for you to say hi. It's a Fam Jam Friday. It's our last one. And we're doing it right here in South Carolina. Come by and say hi. You ready for the dirty?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's get in.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I am so excited about this news, but slightly skeptical. So Chris Rock is set to reboot the classic Saw franchise movies.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised when I saw that.
Yeah. He wants to do a really intense and twisted new film. And this, of course, will be a spinoff of the series that's based around Jigsaw, the killer who traps his prey and then makes them, do awful things.
Chris Rock doing a horror film would be the same as Stephen King doing, like, a mock film.
A comedy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see Stephen King's stand-up. I heard it's really good.
Yeah. That's weird,
all right,
man.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Like I said, I'm really excited because I loved the movie franchise, but I'm slightly skeptical about which way that this will go. So we shall wait and see.
Really twisted and intense new place.
By the way, it was already twisted.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
How much
thinking.
More twisted is it going to get? That's what I want to know.
He's going to leave you in the room with a rubber band and no windows.
Watch out.
You got to figure it out.
All right. So One Republic just dropped a brand new song. It's called Rescue Me, and we've got it now.
Would you rescue me? Would you get my back? Would you take my car when it starts to crack? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me?
That's
And they're going to perform it for the first time today as the musical guest on The Ellen Show.
Mm.
Of course, because it's Friday, we get a ton of new music. And Halsey also put out a brand new song. It's called Nightmare. And producer Nicole was already texting about us about this at like 5 a.m. So I'm kind of excited to hear this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Cool.
Nicole's text messages this morning said, OMG, chills, chills over this music video.
Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah. Big fan. Although you just like her because she's pretty.
No, well, no. This song, I mean, yes, but this song, especially for everything going on in the world right now, this song is super important for women, and it's very empowering.
Cool. I agree.
All right. And Woody Harrelson, his photo was used to nab a beer thief. There was a beer thief who looked just like him, and he was stealing beers out of the CVS in Manhattan. So the police department took Woody Harrelson's photo from The Hunger Games, his character, and showed it to find the suspect. They located at least 11 lookalikes in the area, and the thief has now been arrested.
All right.
Yeah.
Chubby showed up from the Checkers. He's here.
Hey, Chubb.
Hi, Chubb.
Yeah. How's it going? Now, for those who's listening to radio, Chubby doesn't talk.
No. He's
all
he
action.
Speaks,
yeah, he's all action. So if you want to meet Chubby, you got to stop by and come say hi with us. I do love how he's all action. We're at the Dunkin' off of Dave Lyle at Springsteen. Stop on by, see Chubbs, and come hang out with the main one of the Ram. We'd love to meet you.
We've got tickets to give away for the Checkers today, too. We'll do that before we get off the air. Up next. Tell you guys the biggest decisions that you'll make in your life. A couple weeks ago, we talked about, like, hey, when you wake up this morning, you're gonna have to make decisions where you're gonna go to breakfast, what you're gonna wear. Well, this isn't a daily decision. These are the biggest decisions you're gonna make in your life. Okay. What do you think one of them would be, Loren?
Who you're gonna marry?
I think that would definitely be on the list.
Yes.
How about on the opposite, like, should we get a divorce?
Oh,
that's a huge decision, too, right? Decision. All right, we're going to tell you about them and discuss coming up around 6:38.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
On 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Duncan in Rock Hill, South Kakalaki is where we are. Going to be off of Dave Lyle at Springsteen. And I got to tell you, the biggest thing that's going on here isn't us.
No.
It's Chubby. Chubby is a star.
He really is.
And, yeah. And Chubby doesn't. He's a mascot. Like most mascots, they keep their voice to a minimum.
Right.
And so we were trying to decide, you know, like where he lives inside Bojangles Coliseum, and he acted it out for us, like
with charades. Yeah. We play charades with Chubby.
We also know that we're playing this weekend, tonight and tomorrow night. We have tickets for tomorrow night's game. We're going to give away later on the show, but we're playing the Toronto Marlies. And Chubby and I and Roy and Loren couldn't figure out what a Marley was.
Yeah. I have no idea.
He's saying
cool.
It was a dog.
Yeah.
Well, Marley, like the
like
dog.
Like Marley, yeah. Like the golden retriever.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and now he's sitting around talking to other people, you know. But so this is a pretty interesting article, and I wanted to get your guys' opinion on it. It's the biggest decisions that you're going to make, not today, not this weekend, but in your life.
Okay.
And they did like a top 10 list. Let me see how many you guys can get off the top 10 list.
All right. This is fun.
Of the biggest decisions that you'll make
okay.
in your life.
We've already guessed marriage.
Yes, marriage was on there.
Yep. I'm going to go with buying a house. That's a 30-year commitment.
Yeah.
You want to call moving into a house, buying a house?
Yep.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
All right. You got one?
Having children.
Having children was number one, Loren.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Look at me.
That's a big decision. The biggest decisions that you'll make in life.
Getting a divorce.
Yeah, that's
said.
On there.
Uh-huh.
That's number nine. So we got number one.
How about what you're going to do after college?
What you're going to do after college. Show me what you're going to do after college.
No, really?
Make the list.
Your like a job is not on there?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Well, probably because you switch careers so many times.
Quitting a job is on the list.
Wow.
That's a big decision you're going to make.
Okay.
It's not a big decision if you have another job already. In the wings, right?
Yeah.
To go in and quit. Getting married, we said, that's on the list.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's all the big decisions you'll make in your life.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that we're missing.
Getting engaged?
No.
Picking the casket?
Some people don't do that.
You're going to be laying there for a long time. Yeah. You might want to make sure you're comfortable.
That's a cool commitment.
I picked my own. It looks shaped like a hot dog, and you open it, it's the bun. Learning to drive.
Really?
What?
Yes. No.
I don't buy that.
Top 10 biggest decisions. Learning to drive, and that's number 4.
That's not a decision. It's just what you do.
Yeah.
What do you do after you're done working?
You go home, go to bed.
No, like for your life.
Oh, you retire.
That's a big decision to make when you should retire.
That is a scary decision. Not that I've thought about it like I'm going to retire soon, but that's like a weird thinking because it's kind of morbid in a way. Like you have to be like, well, is this going to last me till I die?
Yeah.
Like it's a weird way to think.
You know, a lot of people, though, don't. Like, my dad was one of those guys who couldn't retire. Like, he couldn't sit still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, my dad was the opposite. What year is this? 2019? He retired from TWA, the airline, in 2000. He's been retired for almost 20 years.
What is he? What has he been doing?
He retired at 60.
What's he been doing?
What's he been doing?
Sitting around, wearing out my mom.
Does he get bored?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
But when he gets bored, he'll go do something that makes him even more bored.
Yeah. I wonder if the divorce rate goes up after you retire.
See, I don't know. I heard that the divorce rate drops like after the kids go off to college and stuff because you get to get back to what you guys were.
Yeah.
Which is like a relationship. Because right now, Amanda and I, we're married. And, you know, you and Dow's the same way. But you're now parents, too.
Yeah.
You're not just boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife.
Yeah, so that side of it becomes a little mechanical sometimes. Yeah.
Anyway, the last couple big decisions that you'll make according to this list, buying property.
Okay.
Okay. Breaking up with a partner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And choosing how to save or invest your money.
Okay, retirement stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I thought that was pretty interesting. So let's break it down to something like a little closer. What's your biggest decision that you're going to make today? You want to know mine?
What?
Here's my decision. You guys are going to totally laugh. But, like, my decision is, am I going to mow my lawn?
You are such a dad.
I going to mow my lawn today, or am I just going to blow it off and, like, do it, you know, tomorrow or Sunday? I want to get it done, Roy, but it's a big decision.
I know.
Because Amanda's got to get her nails done. Somebody's got to be with Ruby today. Like, my daughter, I got things to do, dude. It must be nice that you two have no decisions to make.
No, I would say mine is house-related. Like, I have to, like, pick finishes and that kind of stuff for our house right now. We're doing construction.
I got to pick which donut I'm going to eat here in a little bit.
That's the biggest decision you'll make today.
Yeah. Speaking of donuts, we would love for you to come by and say hi. We're already starting to meet a lot of people. We love it. Chubby's here from the Checkers.
Yeah.
They're playing tonight and tomorrow at Bojangles Coliseum. You can get your tickets at gocheckers.com. And come by and say hi. We're taking a lot of pictures already.
Yep, Duncan in Rock Hill off of Dave Lyle. We still have a chance to give you money, $200, with 5 seconds to cash. We're going to play that in 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Show us number one music station, Kiss 95.1 with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. We are at Duncan off of Dave Lyle in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Right there at Springsteen. Come on by and say hi. We have Chubby here. It's a big show. A lot of the MRL
A lot of people might not know that you have to say Chubby from the Checkers, so people don't think you're just making fun of someone who enjoys the finer things in life.
That's a good point. For a little bit, I thought you guys were insulting me. Chubby from the Checkers. Our lovely mascot is here. But stop by. We have a lot of MRL Radio family members here.
Yeah, and in fact, Daryl's here. Good morning, Daryl.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. So Daryl was so nice. Daryl brought you flowers.
And
brought Nicole flowers.
Yeah, Nicole, there's flowers here for you. We got yellow flowers and pink flowers. He was so sweet.
Daryl
and his family's here.
He played Can't Beat Loren. When did you play?
We played Monday.
You played on Monday? Put that mic real close to your mic. Okay, Mouth. You played on Monday?
Yes, we played
Monday.
How
many did you get right?
We got 4 right.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Do you remember the one you got wrong?
The ABC, it was the network question.
Oh, a network question, yeah.
I know. I'm not great at networks either.
Loren's not good, no.
I'm getting better.
But Josh from Lancaster got married last Friday at the Duncan in Gastonia.
Yep. I'm a minister, for those who didn't know, and I married him right here on the radio. He's a big fan of the show, and he wanted us to be a part of it, and we're like, all right, well, why don't we do it live on the radio?
So we did, and the videos and the pictures and the audio and all that are up at kiss95.1 and on the Kiss95.1 app. But Daryl has a challenge for Josh. Go ahead. We know Josh is definitely listening.
Josh, this is Daryl the Big Kahuna Adams, and I can take you down. Like the American Dream used to say, I'm the Bull of the Woods, and I will take you down. I know more wrestling than you could ever imagine.
Whoa! So we have to set up a wrestling trivia.
We have to set up wrestling trivia.
Sure.
Yeah. Yep. We need to get them both in the studio and just see who wins. Got to get a good. Maybe we can get like a signed WWE something. Mm-hmm. Or,
yeah. Yep.
We'll
take care of that for you guys.
And I know you're scared, Josh.
Oh.
I'm natural to be scared at this point in time, you know?
You know what?
Take a couple weeks, maybe a month.
Study.
However long you study.
Know your history.
And get ready.
Because your history is not just going to be current WWE. It's going to be history.
And you know what WWE, they got like the walk-up songs?
Yeah.
You guys need to pick out.
Yeah.
You got to pick a walk-up.
And come in.
Anthem.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Take out your robe.
All right. Okay, good. I like this, Daryl. We'll set it up one day. We'll have Daryl versus Josh in some wrestling trivia.
That's the best.
That'll be coming up. Well, thank you for the flowers. And he also brought us some lamps, which is really
nice.
Nice. I mean, thank you so much. Yeah. I have a feeling the lamps are off the back of a truck, but I don't want to say anything.
Yeah. Yeah, well, listen,
he's got a ton of them.
Right.
That would be like me coming to you and being like, hey, how you doing? I have a ton of straws. Do you, like an unlimited amount of straws. I know you use them. I know you love them. Like, that's just a random thing.
See me in the parking lot with my trunk up. Stop by.
Anybody in the market for printers? I got those too. Thank you, Daryl. We appreciate it.
That was really sweet.
Live at the Duncan in Rock Hill. It's our only South Carolina stop. Man, we sure would love to meet you. It's a Fam Jam Friday, and the bonus picture today that you get is with Chubby Checker from the Checkers.
Yes. But we have to get to 5 seconds to cash.
WNKS, WNKS, HD Charlotte. It's time for 5 seconds to cash on Kiss 95.1.
704-570-9595. $200 is on the line. The concept is simple, y'all. We're going to play 5 seconds of a song. If you can name that song, you're going to get that cash. And we're going to play that coming up next here on Kiss 95.1. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1, the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show. We are at Duncan in Rock Hill, South Kakalaki, right here off of Dave Lyle at Springsteen. So many MRL radio family members stopping by to say hi. A lot of teachers, and we want to meet you. So stop on by. It's our goal. We're trying to meet 10,000 radio family members, and we're well on our way. We're practically there. So please stop on by. And we also have Chubby from the Checkers here. And
we need someone to play Can't Beat Loren live. So if you're in the car and you're heading this way and you want to play Can't Beat Loren live, you can do that coming up here in just a little bit. But Roy, you said you're super nervous about something that's happening next weekend. Why are you nervous this weekend for something next weekend?
Oh, it's big.
It's really big. Next weekend, I'm meeting my boyfriend Sterling's parents for the first time.
First time ever. And they're going on vacation together.
Yeah. And by the way, we haven't, we've been together how many years now? Three? Four,
what are you asking us for?
I don't know, because I...
Your relationship?
I don't remember.
I think it's 3 years.
Yeah, three years, and we've just, his parents live up in New Jersey, and we're down here, and it's just, we haven't been there. We haven't seen each other.
Right, because airplanes and airports
it's
and highways are,
man, it's expensive. When they live states away, like, it's, you know...
He's embarrassed.
He's
That's
hiding
what it is.
No.
Yes.
You
totally.
Think?
Totally.
I mean, he's been home in the last 3 years, right? So, like, I feel like your relationship now is going to the absolute next level when you're meeting parents.
It is, because we've always done Christmas and Thanksgiving with our own families.
Uh-huh.
But, like, this year, like, I'm going to either go to his place or he's going to go to my place.
Wow.
So what are you nervous about?
I don't know. Like, so we're going to be in New York City, and one, it's a big city, and I'm not really good with big cities. And so I told him, I was like, do me a favor, I'm a big guy, make sure we find like not some crammed little bar, where give me something that's open that I'm not gonna feel claustrophobic.
We don't want some romantic Italian restaurant.
Yeah, I'm like having to like approve these restaurants and
looking at the square footage and the layout.
Square footage and the chairs. You know, making sure that it's gonna be a comfortable lunch, because I don't want any, I'm so nervous about meeting his parents.
So let me ask you this. You're meeting his parents.
Yeah.
And you're already talking about New York City and the chairs and all that stuff. Are you just seeing them once, or are you meeting them and spending the entire weekend with them?
No, we're just doing lunch together.
Oh, okay. That's not...
We're just doing lunch.
Okay.
But his sister's coming, because I've met his sister many, many times. His sister's going to come to be like the mediator,
the
I guess.
Buffer.
The buffer. In case anything.
What? I mean, what do you think it could possibly go wrong? You're the nicest guy.
I don't know. I know I'm nice, but, like, I don't know. When I get nervous, so I tell people this. I'm like a turtle. Like, sometimes I poke my head out of the shell, and I'm looking around having a good old time. And then other times I sneak back in, and I'm scared.
Well, not only that, but I think it puts the fact that you're only having lunch together puts more pressure on impressing them in a small amount of time versus, like, I have all weekend.
Right.
I can help with dishes. I can do this. I can do that. Like, you have an hour to impress the family.
And it's almost like a date. I'm like, what do I order? You know, I don't want to.
Yeah.
What difference does it make?
It is like a date.
You're 25 years old. Order what you want.
I don't know.
I mean, are the parents paying? Are you nervous that, like, you're going to go over?
I don't even know how that goes. I kind of think.
No, you should.
Here's my move. I think I'm going to go try to get to the restaurant before them and give them my card.
Yeah.
And so there's not even, like, an awkward, well, no, let me pay for the bill.
Yeah. Now I will say some parents don't like that.
Really?
Yeah.
No, they'll like it. It's the first time you're meeting them. Okay. No, they will.
It's something
typical
that doesn't
of our
make
show.
The parents look good.
Typical our show. You guys are good. You're pulling me in both directions. I don't know where to go.
Sometimes, like, how do you know, like, maybe Sterling's dad is like, you know what? I didn't come here for you to buy me lunch.
If I am with my mom and we go to lunch, I will fight her tooth and nail for the bill. Because she paid for me my entire life. Like, it's my responsibility now to do something nice for her.
Okay. She's a bartender on the beach.
So what? She still makes a good living.
She lives a fun life.
Yeah.
I get it. You want to do something nice for her, but we don't know. If you want to buy them a drink or something, I would say that. But I don't know about going and paying for the bill.
No,
really?
I say do the whole thing.
That's good. So now I really don't know what to do.
Don't worry. We have plenty of time to dive more into this next week.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
We'll break it down.
I'm so nervous.
Okay.
You know, am I going to say the right things?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Sure.
You'll be
TikTok,
fine.
TikTok, 1 hour.
I don't even know why I have this job. I can't even talk right normally. How am I going to talk right with them?
Don't try to be overly funny, okay? That's like my one piece of advice.
All right, we are live from the Dunkin', and you can shoot Roy advice at the MRL show or at you can text us. We'll read some text messages, 704-570-9595. Live from the Dunkin' in Rock Hill, the Dirty on the 30 and Campy Loren coming up on Kiss 95.1.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Very sad, but the Big Bang Theory came to an end last night after 12 seasons. And this was, like, such a big deal in our household.
Really?
Yeah, well, yeah. R.I.P. Big Bang Theory. Not for me personally, but Elena, our nanny, is a big fan. And she, like, had a DVR last night because it aired while she was putting Baby Cash
down. Did they have it in Italy? Or did she just
I'm
cut
sure
it out?
They did. Yeah, I'm sure
they
did.
They had it in Italy.
Yeah.
And it's funny because in Italy, you know, they, like, she's Italian. Her first language is Italian. So in Italy, they, like, voice over, but it's different people's voices.
I know. It's,
you know?
Roy. Roy was up for that role.
Yeah.
Yep. I was Seth Rogen's voice double.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, last night, Sheldon won a Nobel Peace Prize award, and he was giving a speech. And if you haven't DVR'd it yet, go ahead and turn it down because we've got a little clip.
I was there the moment Leonard and Penny met. He said to me that their babies would be smart and beautiful. And now that they're expecting, I have no doubt that that will be the case.
Thanks, Sheldon. I haven't told my parents yet, but...
Oh, don't tell anyone that last thing. That's a secret.
That sounds like us.
Yeah, so it did wrap up a bunch of storylines, including Penny being pregnant. So,
cool.
Yeah.
12 seasons. Good
work.
I mean, it's been around since, like, what, 05? 06? It's funny. Like
07.
07?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I, like, remember, like, I was really, 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 really into it until, like, 2013, and then I
fell off.
Well, bazinga, my good friends.
I feel bad for bailing off now.
Congratulations to Kim and Kanye West, who just celebrated their fifth wedding anniversary this
Still
week.
Still no name for the new baby?
Yeah, I haven't seen anything yet.
Me neither.
Hold on, let me... No name yet. Okay, so... if you have been following this, Kelly Ripa very publicly ripped The Bachelorette, and Hannah B., the actual Bachelorette, happened to be on Kelly's show this week, and she confronted her.
Like you, I didn't really follow the show, wasn't a big fan, but being a part of the show is not women fighting against each other. Some of my best friends came from the show and were really supportive. And, you know, when you have a group of 30 people together, there's going to be people who don't like each other. That's right. Just simple. The facts.
Yeah. So after Kelly basically said, like, she thinks it's disgusting that all these women are fighting over one man, then The Bachelorette gets her chance to defend herself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hannah's got a bad rap, man.
She really did coming into this, and I kind of feel bad for her. I'm not really into this season because she wasn't my first pick for The Bachelorette, but I'm like kind of hanging in there and checking in every once in a while, and I think she's going to be a Bachelorette that grows on everyone.
Get this. Okay. Even after hearing that audio, I'm still on Kelly's side. How about that? Still thinking they're all fighting.
That's fine. That's your prerogative.
It's all stupid game.
You know what? It really, if you think about it and you like come out of the show, it really is stupid for women to be fighting over men. But like she said, she had some of her best friends from there. So we shall see. Okay, so Michael Jackson's son, Prince, he just graduated and now he is launching a new YouTube show. So we will make sure that we watch out for that and let you know how it goes.
So he graduated and then jumped on YouTube?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does anybody tell him he didn't need a degree to do that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That's your dirty.
All right, let's play Can't. Well, we are going to play. I was about to ask for people to call.
No.
Yeah, don't call.
No,
it's our live.
It's our last time. This is our last stop in Rock Hill. If you're in the Dave Lyle Boulevard area, we're at the Dunkin' in front of Target. Come by, and we'll grab someone to play Can't Beat Loren live right here.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Sycamore Brewing on Kiss 95.1.
We're live at the Dunkin' on Dave Lyle Boulevard down in South Carolina. And, of course, we play Can't Beat Loren at this time every single day. But today we're playing it live, and we've got Kylie and Alexis who's going to play. Hey, guys.
So talk right into the microphone.
Yeah, talk right into that microphone. That's Alexis right there.
Yes.
Hi, Alexis.
Hey.
So how do you guys know each other?
We're sisters.
Ah, sisters.
I see the resemblance now.
Sisters taking on Loren. Okay, we're going to throw Loren outside where she can't hear the radio station, and we're going to give you 5 pop culture questions. If you get more right than her, you're going to win, okay?
Okay.
All right, throw her out.
All right, Loren,
step
outside.
Step on out.
Oh. I'm going.
Yeah.
That's not your job, Roy.
I know. I don't know why I threw her out myself. That was weird. My bad.
There she goes.
She is leaving, and she has stepped outside.
Okay, here we go. Question number one for Kylie and Alexis, sisters down here in Rock Hill at the Dunkin' Live. What is the name of the ex-Disney star who played Lizzie McGuire and recently got engaged?
That's Hilary Duff.
And the trailer for the upcoming season of Black Mirror revealed that Miley Cyrus will be a star in the series. True or false, Black Mirror is on Netflix?
True.
Oh, you have to discuss with Kylie, Alexis. Hold on. Hand her the mic real quick. Is there any answers that she's given that you haven't been happy with?
No, she's right.
Okay. Good. All right. What young billionaire and reportedly trademarked a company named to launch her own line of baby products? Yes. What young billionaire and mother reportedly trademarked a company name, her company name, to launch her own line of baby products? What's your guess?
Kylie Jenner.
Okay. Right. Britney Spears' manager is claiming that she may never perform again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, finish this lyric, though. We'd love to hear from you. Hit me, baby.
One more time.
And then question 5. What country is the popular boy band BTS from?
They're Korean.
Yep, 3.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, north or south?
Oh, south.
3. All right, okay. Come on in, Loren. I mean, there is a conspiracy about them.
Yeah. All right, Loren's coming back into the Dunkin', and it's going to be a tough battle. Our friends Kylie and Alexis got them all correct.
Oh, good for you!
Yep, which means we're not going to tell you if you get it right or wrong until the very end.
Cool. By the way, how much of a creeper did I look like peering in the window? Because there's a glare on it now.
We have Rock Hill Police in route.
Okay, good.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Question number 1, Loren. Let's see if you can get to 14 wins. What is the name of the ex-Disney star who played Lizzie McGuire and recently got engaged?
Hilary Duff.
And the trailer for the upcoming season of Black Mirror revealed that Miley Cyrus will be a star in the series. True or false? We could watch that on Netflix.
True.
What young billionaire and mother reportedly trademarked a company name to launch her own line of baby products?
Kylie Jenner.
And question 4, Britney Spears' manager is claiming that she may actually never perform again. Finish the lyric, hit me baby.
One more time.
And what country is the popular boy band BTS from?
South Korea.
Now that's not what they said at first.
But was that their final? Because they got it all right.
Loren? You get them all correct. It's a tie.
Yeah.
Yeah. At first, I said North Korea.
One of those Koreas.
That's right.
Well, guys, congratulations. 5 right. Great job. But you know what I want to hear before we let you go?
I'm Kylie.
And I'm Alexis.
And we can't beat Loran, but we can tie her.
That's right. Thanks
the
for playing,
sister's
guys.
Sister's on cue. I love I it. Know. Thanks, guys.
And don't go anywhere. We are going to be here at Duncan and Rock Hill off of Dave Lyle at Springsteen. Stop on by and say hi. Also, Legendary Friday Free-for-All, playing your favorite throwbacks coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Here's 95.1.
So the breaking news that made Roy and I literally have our mouths hanging open is Robert Pattinson is going to be playing Batman. What?
Robert, that doesn't, he doesn't even look like a Batman.
Robert Pattinson does not look like Batman. Like, at all. And, okay, so the deal is the deal is not officially done yet, according to sources, but they are already in pre-production for this. So Warner Brothers is close enough to be signing this deal that this news is hitting the wire, basically. And the movie itself is going to be in theaters May 25th of 2021. So it already has a release date, too.
What are we doing with Batman? Didn't we do him over enough? Haven't there been enough Batmans?
I liked Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton was a good
Michael
Batman.
Keaton was probably the best Batman.
He was a really good
Clooney
Batman.
Was all right. But you know what? I'll say this about Robert Pattinson.
Clooney's...
He fits the dark character of that Batman would be. Kinda.
But he's scrawny, pale. Like, yeah. He's, one, going to have to go see a son. Like, literally, walk outside. He has
no,
to go stand
out
there. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, but is he going to be, like, we're going to have a pale Batman?
Yeah,
like,
he's not Thor.
A pale, scrawny Batman that can fly?
He's
seriously.
Not Thor.
I know, but Robert Pattinson's going to have like, a body double.
We got our good friend who calls in a lot. Her name is Colby from York. She's actually here. Colby, what do you think about Robert Pattinson being Batman?
I'm with against it just because, like...
Because we are.
Like, he does need to see the sunshine. He takes off his bat mask and he shines. It's like, whoa, wait a second. Batman is supposed to be some dark character. He's going to need a serious... spray tan.
I know, but you know, and I was telling this to some people earlier because we were letting people, by the way, we're broadcasting live at Duncan in Rock Hill, and we had some of the MRL family members watching the show, and I was telling them about it, and I was like, don't you remember though, Heath Ledger, when he was announced as Joker, people were like, what?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, like, that's true.
Played,
people
played really well.
They played really well.
All right, go ahead. What else going on?
Chris Rock is looking to reboot the classic Saw movies franchise. He said that he wants to do this with a really intense and twisted new film. Like, how much more twisted and intense could Jigsaw get, right? So, yeah, we'll have to see where that goes. And One Republic just came out with a brand new song. It's called Rescue Me.
Would you rescue me? Would you get my back? Would you take my car when it starts to crack? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me?
Are you more of a One Direction fan or a One Republic fan?
Mm. Both equally as much.
I think so. Me too.
Both equally as
much. Give me one of each.
Heck yeah.
All right, Loren, real quick. What's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get their hands on? What does Loren like live from Rock Hill?
This is hilarious. Over 30,000 units have already been sold of this, and it was on Shark Tank. But it is basically padded boxers for men.
Oh.
So, guys, if you feel like you don't have a little butt, or ladies, if you want your men to have a Brazilian butt lift of their own, now you can do it with a pair of boxers.
All right.
Yep, we'll have that information up for you at kiss951.com.
Thanks, Loren. Up next, we got still got some Checkers tickets we're going to give away for the game tomorrow night, hockey game at Bojangles. We'll do that coming up before 9. And I want to tell you, I think someone totally faked a phone call in front of me yesterday.
Oh, really?
Like, did the... Hold on. Hello?
To get away from you?
Yeah. I'll tell you about it in 8 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You. All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show. We are live at Duncan in Rock Hill off of Dave Lyle at Springsteen if you want to swing on by and say hi.
It's an MRL Fam Jam Friday. It's actually our last one.
Yeah.
And
just for a little while.
Yeah, just for a couple years, and we'll be back doing it again.
No, we'll bring it back.
A couple months. Yeah.
Listen, it's just great getting out and meeting people and saying hi to you guys. You know, you come to us every morning on 95.1, so we like to come to you wherever you are,
right.
And we picked a bunch of different locations, so thanks, guys, in advance for doing all your hard work and stuff. But, by the way, we just heard from the Jonas Brothers. Roy met his biggest fan. And it was a mom and daughter combo, and she had a shirt on that said the Jonas Brothers saved 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was funny. That is pretty funny.
So yesterday, I was walking out of the building, and
there's a sales guy that we know, and if I said his name, nobody would know who it was. But
sure, that's fine.
I sent him an email, like two emails about a client, and he didn't respond. So I get in the elevator, and as I go down off the elevator, he comes walking in, but he's got his phone in his right hand, and like I can see as I come off the elevator, I'm like, oh, there he is. I'll just ask him. That's how much time is going through my head.
Uh-huh.
So he just kind of takes he's kind of got this, and then all of a sudden, like, he looks over and he goes, yeah, no, I think.
He puts his phone up to his head. Oh my
gosh. Was not on a call, y'all.
Oh, he faked it to get away from you.
He faked it to make it.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he was not on a call.
Did you call him out or text him?
No, I don't call people out. I'm very cool.
You know what you should have done?
It would have just been funny if you would have called his phone at that moment and rang while it was sitting up to his head.
That would have been phenomenal.
What I did was I walked to my car and I thought to myself, did that really just happen?
Yeah.
And then I replayed it in my head. I was like, well, maybe he was on the phone and maybe he used that other hand to open the door. No, he had his phone in his right hand. I got off the elevator and there was probably like a 1, 2, 3 count before he put it up. And he's like, okay. And it was even like a generic thing.
And like in the middle of a conversation, not like, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Because if you're going to fake a call, have you guys ever done that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Who hasn't?
Oh, I don't know. We need to hear from you guys. When did you fake a call? Why did you have to fake a call? Who were you avoiding? 704-570-9595. Someone was totally avoiding me yesterday. And what's the move that you pull when you do? Because everybody's got that move.
Yeah.
When you fake the call.
I mean, I've actually called my sister, and she's like, hello? And I'm like, just stay on the phone with me.
Oh, really? You made a real call?
Yeah, I was like, just talk to me. It made me look busy.
Yeah. That's funny. Because, I mean,
you know when I really do it sometimes? I'm a little embarrassed to admit this because they may be listening. Whenever our bosses are outside, and I have to walk past them to go to our car, sometimes I'll fake a phone call just so I don't get like wrapped into something with the bosses.
Yeah, just give a look.
Yeah, because you know sometimes they'll stop you, and then it's like I'm trying to leave. I don't want to work more.
Yeah, the seniors. Yeah,
yeah. A lot of times, not a lot. I don't do it a ton of times, but whenever I do it, I'm a questioner. So I'll be on the phone and I'll be like, "Hold on, he did what?"
Oh, no.
Oh, really? Okay, well, I'll have to call them and let them know.
Oh, that's a good move.
Yeah.
Yeah, like big, like it's like major. It can't be just a nonchalant call. 704-570-9595. You can also text us as we are live from the Dunkin' in Rock Hill. When did you fake a phone call? Who were you trying to get away from? And, like, what's your go-to line? Is it mom? Like, hey, mom.
Yeah. 704-570-9595. It's the Mania Roaring the Rim Morning Show. We're at Dunkin' in South Carolina off of Dave Lyle. Stop on by, say hi. But more importantly, give us a phone call, 704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Post Malone, Sunflower, all the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Mania Roaring the Rim Morning Show. We are live still at Dunkin' in South Carolina. Off of Dave Lyle right there at Springsteen. Come on out and hang out. It's our last MRL Fam Jam tour.
And we just said hi to Courtney, who says that she heard that we were coming here and has been excited. That's been you know what? We've said all along that Rock Hill, for the last couple weeks at least, Rock Hill was our last stop. And it's kind of like a tour. I feel like it's kind of like we're a band.
And a lot of people are coming out for the farewell.
A lot of people coming out for the farewell portion. Yeah. So, but anyway, we do want to take calls here. And I know we have some text messages, too. This is funny stuff. I'm about 90% sure that yesterday I went to talk to...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sales guy who works with a client with me, and we just had some back and forth, and it was just kind of like, you know, never ending, and it wasn't even going to be resolved yesterday, and I'm pretty sure he just didn't want to talk about it anymore, so he just picked up his phone and faked a call when I saw him. And it was like such a generic thing. He's like, sorry, what? Yeah, no, I can't, you know. And then he just kind of like looked at me.
Let's bring in Jade from Concord. Hey, Jade.
Good morning.
Morning. So you fake the phone calls. When do you do it?
I do it mainly in the car. I used to do it all the time, but then people would just call me
while I was fake calling, and it was just awkward. So I do it in the car. If I'm at a stop sign and people are there with the signs asking for money or doing fundraisers, I see it coming and I just pull up my phone and roll up my windows and act like I'm talking. Don't make eye contact.
I like that Jade was so bad at it that people would call her out
to
prove that she wasn't on the phone. And that's the most, that's why you got to keep it on silent.
Yeah.
I know. I do now.
All right. Thank you so much, Jade. Jacob in Conover. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Red Morning Show.
Hey, good morning. I just want to let you guys know I'm a really big fan. I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you, Jacob.
No problem.
And thank you, everyone. So, by the way, we got Jacob. We got really good ratings report the other day, and that really, that means so much to us, you guys. It keeps us employed.
that's good news.
But, but really, thanks everyone.
It just shows that
you,
the family's talking to their friends and saying, "Hey, this is a show I love," and you're spreading it out, and we love that. We're appreciative.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. Well, here's my story. So this I've done this once. I used to work for a pizza place, and one of my exes had came in. And I was like, "Oh crap! I really don't want to talk to her." So I picked up the phone and took a whole order as she was in there, like waiting to like getting taken care of. So the whole time I was on the phone taking a complete order with nobody.
That's awesome. That's hilarious.
Jacob's like, so badly do not want to talk to this person.
How long were you on the phone for?
I was on the phone for at least like 10 minutes.
That's a really long order.
That's funny. Thanks, Jacob.
Okay, he's like, so we take the pepperonis off, and then we put them back on, and then it's just like the complicated pizza order.
Gluten-free or?
All right, let's bring in Trucker Bob. Hey, Trucker Bob.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Hey, buddy. We always love it when you get to call in.
Where are you, Trucker Bob?
I love listening to you. Well, I just left Mississippi headed home. But mine's not a phone call. It's a pager at our church, which we love our pastor. He doesn't care if you can sing or not. You're going to sing if you want to. Every week he put up a lady that was horrible. I'm sorry. It's true. And finally, my wife one day, I had a business that I was on call 7 days a week, and she said, set your pager off. I said, she's going to let her sing. And I sat there for a minute. She said, do it. Do it. And I put the pager off, and we have our children with us, and I'm making a big production of gathering. I've got to go. And so that's how we got out of listening to that lady sing.
That's awesome. That's hilarious, Trucker Bob. And by the way, for all those young people that are listening, they're like, what's a pager?
Yeah.
You used to wear this, looks like a little rectangular box on you. And if you needed to call someone back, it would go off. It would beep. And then you would see what phone number it was, and you would call that back that
you
number.
To it was a payphone.
Yeah, it was
exactly.
It was the way you got your missed phone notifications on your phone. It was like that, but in a box.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching. Safe travels. See you, buddy.
See you, man.
We're getting some text messages. Even though we're not in the studio, we can still see your text messages. Joe D. texted in and said that he was faking a call, and somebody called his phone, and he got busted because his ringer was on.
That's the most embarrassing.
I know.
That's happening more than I thought it would.
Yeah. And then 704 texted in and said, I used to have employees call me and pretend to be my wife having an emergency to get away from my supervisor.
See, I don't do an emergency when I fake a call. It is just it's a medium level, like, okay, hold on, I'm sorry, what happened? And usually I'm like, it's Nicole on the other side, a work thing, you know, and so I'd be like, all right, well, tell Roy, like, I'll bring you guys.
Have a whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll be like, tell Roy. Well, Loren never does anything, so it doesn't matter.
Thanks, buddy.
I really get into it.
Did your like fake calls be like, you know what, we're just gonna have to let Roy go, and like
really
what?
Get into it.
What?
Yeah, that's so funny. Man, oh man. All right. Thanks for your calls, everyone. Loved hearing that. We got. Holy cow!
What?
You know what I just remembered?
What?
Do they have to give away Checkers tickets?
Well, no, we're going to do that.
Okay.
But before we do that, I want to mention to everyone who is in the audience right now listening, we got, and Roy's going to get into all of this on Monday morning, but we talk about getting busted, you guys.
Oh, yeah. So
we got busted big time.
The government is trying to stop our show. A specific segment.
Yeah. Yes.
They're trying to stop a specific segment from getting on the radio. And it's something that we've been dealing with behind the scenes, and I think we're finally getting in a place to where we can kind of talk about it.
Yeah.
But if you're listening now and you can maybe join us at like 7:20 Monday morning,
that's when we're going to make the announcement on what the government is asking the MRL show to stop doing.
Yes. And I think it's infringing upon my rights, by the way.
I know you've been doing research on it.
I've been talking to, I've been trying to talk to legal people. And,
All right.
So it's a big mess that's been going on behind the scenes with our show. 7:20 Monday morning. Make sure you're listening for that. Coming up next, though, we got your Checkers tickets.
Yeah, we'll do it just after 9.
All right, so don't go anywhere for that.
WNKS Charlotte. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
We are live at Duncan in South Kakalaki, off of Dave Lyle at Springsteen. We're going to be here just for a few more minutes if you want to swing by and say hi.
You know, we're in Rock Hill at the Duncan, and we are, like, right across the street from where my favorite fast food restaurant used to be.
Del Taco.
I loved Del Taco.
It was like the one of the only ones east of the Mississippi. Yeah.
Do you know how much I love Del Taco? When my husband travels for work, if he goes anywhere that has a Del Taco, I make him bring me home as much hot sauce as he can carry.
I know.
You love that's it? You just love their hot sauce?
Well, I love their food, too, but the food doesn't travel well. Yeah.
Okay. R.I.P. Del Taco.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Hey, we have Checkers tickets. We've got 4 tickets for you to go see the Checkers tomorrow night. It's a playoff game. They open up tonight against the Toronto Marlies.
Very good.
Thank you. Good. Chubby was here this morning. He told us that.
Yeah. Chubby the Checker. But now you
still not sure what a Marley is.
No one does. No one knows. But you can buy the tickets at gocheckers.com or you can win them right now, 704-570-9595 for caller number 9.
Caller number 9, you're going to play a game. Now, we are going to play 2 truths and a lie live from the Duncan here in Rock Hill. 3 of us have stories. It's going to be work-related. We are going to tell you guys something that happened at work this week in our lives.
Okay.
All right? And then 2 of us will be telling the truth, and 1 of us is going to be lying about something interesting that happened inside our building.
704-570-9595. Call number 9. Call now. The Hits, KISS 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Still live at Duncan in South Carolina and Rock Hill off of Dave Lyle just for a couple more minutes. But we want to play a game. It's called 2 Truths and a Lie. 704-570-9595. Who are we welcoming?
Sarah.
Sarah?
Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hey.
All right, Sarah, we had an interesting week at work like we normally do. The 3 of us are constantly in trouble, and nobody really understands us outside outside of our studio.
Mm-hmm.
We're like caged animals, and when we go outside the studio, we have to be handled with kid gloves.
Yeah, sometimes we get ourselves in trouble.
So we're going to tell you something that happened at work this week, the 3 of us, and you're going to have to decide which 2 are telling the truth and which MRL show member is lying, Manny, Roy, or Loren, okay?
Okay, there's like music playing over
here. Take the music offline, Nicole.
Yes, Nicole, right. There you go.
That way she can...
Can you hear us now?
Yes. That's awesome.
Perfect. I'll go first.
Okay. All right. Is Roy, Loren, or myself, Manny, lying? You have to decide, Sarah. Here we go.
Let us all get them out first, though, and then you tell us who's lying.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay, awesome.
This week in the office, I had a conversation with a cow.
All right. I'll go next.
Wait. Hold on.
I will say it wasn't...
Don't ask any questions or anything until... Let's find out who's lying first.
All right.
All right.
Let me just give you one hint. If I had a conversation with a cow, it probably wasn't a real cow.
Okay.
Okay.
You weren't milking it.
All right. I'll go next.
Okay, I hear you.
This week, I stuck my hand in, like, up the vending machine to try to pull something out.
Okay, respect.
Oh, that's so funny because Loren never has the right change, and sometimes our credit card thing doesn't work.
It never works.
So that might be true. All right, I'm going to say this week I sat in the big boss's chair when he wasn't in his office, and I actually answered his phone and conducted a little business as the boss.
Okay.
The person on the other line had no idea it was not the boss.
So 2 truths and a lie. Who is the liar?
I'm going to go with Manny.
Manny,
yes.
Are you the liar?
You know dang well I would not sit in the boss's office and do that. There's no way.
Yeah.
We'd get fired.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. All right, let's find out real quick. Tell us about the cow, Roy. What was that?
You know, we have a bunch of different radio stations and a bunch of studios in our broadcast building. Mm-hmm. And somebody was filming a segment, and they were dressed up in a cow outfit. I'm sure you guys saw them.
Was it the Chick-fil-A cow?
No, it was like, for some odd reason, yeah, Phil and Mel had a cow costume.
Hmm, interesting.
And so I had a conversation with a cow.
Okay. And Loren, you stuck your hand up the
vending machine. Yeah, our vending machine never works.
You get stuck.
It literally never wants to take anything of mine, so I did stick my hand up there to try to pull something out.
Did you get caught?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. Sarah,
I was so hungry.
Sarah, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited. Go Checkers.
We are super excited, too, for you. Four tickets for you and your fam to go check out the Checkers. The game is tomorrow night. The first game is tonight, but you're going to tomorrow night's game.
Okay, awesome. And Roy, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm feeling much, much better.
I missed you.
Oh, I missed you.
The weekend's not here yet, by the way, so we can have a whole new cycle of sick Roy maybe Monday
morning.
Right,
yeah, no, true. There's a good chance I won't be here Monday.
Sarah, thanks so much. Congratulations. And if you can't...
Thank you. Have a good one.
You're welcome. And if you care to go to the game, go visit checkers.com. GoCheckers.com.
GoCheckers.com, yeah. All right, well, that's the big show. That's the end of the MRL Fam Jam.
Aww.
Yeah, now the tour, just like all the other big bands, we'll come back on tour.
Yeah, we'll come back
on tour. We'll come back on tour. But,
do you guys remember all the cities?
Yes, we were in...
Give us an order.
Okay, Mooresville. In order?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can do them in order, but Mooresville.
South Tryon, off of 485.
Yeah.
Matthews.
Yeah. Yep.
Davidson.
Gastonia.
Indian Trail.
Oh, I missed
Indian
one.
Trail.
Okay. Then Gastonia.
Yep.
And then Rock Hill.
And then Rock Hill. Waxhaw.
Oh, yeah.
Then Rock Hill.
Yeah, we did go to Waxhaw.
Yeah.
There you go. Boy, it's like you guys weren't even there.
I mean, we've been doing this now for months. I can't believe. Like, one of them, I wore a jacket.
Yeah,
because
it was
so cold.
It rained at all of them when we first started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's been a good couple of months. It was a good tour. But thank you all for coming out, and thank you to Brad and Melanie and Shelly and Stacy for putting all this together, and
Nicole back in the studio for putting it to make it work, and of course Duncan. Thank you to you guys for letting us invade your restaurants and being awesome to all the MRL Show family members.
I mean, we've literally like took over the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes.
We took up the whole seating area.
yeah. So thank you guys, and we'll be back again to meet 10,000 people. I think we're really, really close.
I think we're close, too.
Yep. And then Monday morning, make sure you join us 7:20. The government is stopping us from doing something that you love. So we'll find out all that Monday morning, 7:20. Thank you so much for being part of the Manny Roy and the Ren Show family.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.